Vectis Radio.
We've got the lovely Maureen has appeared. Hello, Maureen.
Good afternoon.
And how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well.
What have you come to tell us about?
I've come to talk to you about the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Ooh.
Yes, we're putting out a plea. We seek him here, we seek him there. Don't think we found him yet, but he should be at Shanklin Theatre at the end of the month.
You hope?
If we find him, we'll put him on stage.
Right.
It's a Shoreline Productions, is it, this one?
This one is Shoreline Productions, okay. Who have already done Phantom of the Opera, Little Mermaid. They've got a really good track record of musicals.
Right.
And this is a fabulous musical. I didn't know it terribly well to start with. It's not one of the well-known ones.
No.
But it ranks... In my head, it ranks alongside Phantom of the Opera, Les Miserables, except it's a little bit more uplifting than Les Miserables. It's not quite so miserable. but it's set in the French Revolution. So we have a guillotine and we are not afraid to use it.
Madame la guillotine.
Heads will roll, Madame guillotine.
Oh, no.
Scarlet Pimpernel's story.
So the cast will change daily then, will it?
don't tell the actors they're going to lose their heads. We're kept keeping that one quiet.
So the story of Scarlet Pimpernel is it a historical fact? Or is it?
It's not historical fact. It was based on a novel. In fact, there is a whole series of novels by a lady called Baroness Orczy back in the 1900s. She wrote the stories, but they are set, as I say, in the French Revolution. And the basic storyline is Sir Percy Blakeney is an English aristocrat who has just married a beautiful French actress and singer called Marguerite Saint-Just.
Okay.
And he... is given reason to suppose that she might be on the side of the revolutionaries, which shocks him and makes him think she's not who he thought he was. So he's a bit heartbroken about that.
Right.
And he gets his friends together and they decide that they are going to go across to France and save as many French aristocrats from the guillotine as they can.
Right.
But in order to allay suspicion so nobody thinks that he is the Scarlet Pimpernel and his friends... They all pretend to be airheads, as we would call them now, fops, whose only interest in life is the colour of their cravat and whether they've got a fashionable jacket on.
As long as they look nice.
Absolutely. Yes. Yep. Right. So he fools everybody. So the actual musical, there's some absolutely breathtaking songs. We've got ensemble numbers all about how everyone's going to the guillotine. We've got a beautiful... Regency ballroom with a gavotte. The Scarlet Pimpernel himself, 1 minute is absolutely making you fall down laughing because he is this wonderful fop and he's totally fooling Chauvelin, the villain of the piece. And the next minute, there's this heartfelt ballad about how heartbroken he is and you're in tears.
Oh.
And, I mean, Bertie Everson, who plays the Pimpernel, I have to say, I was... lucky enough to be at the auditions, and there were several gentlemen who auditioned for the role, all of whom could have played it. And then Bertie came in, opened his mouth, started singing, and I went, oh, wow, he's got to play. He's just breathtaking vocals and a fabulous actor. And Bryony Bishop plays Marguerite.
Right.
And exactly the same. She started singing one of her heartfelt songs about her husband doesn't love her anymore. She was about three bars in and we were all in tears.
Oh.
She has this most beautiful voice. And again, she's a fabulous actress. I mean, she was our Ophelia when we did Hamlet. I know you saw Hamlet.
Yep.
And she did the mad scene where she was mad and you didn't know whether to laugh at her or cry because it was so heartbreaking and yet so amusing, and she's got that ability. And we've got Stuart Adams playing Chauvelin, and again he's got a track record as long as your arm of a variety of different acting and singing roles. He was Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music, he was Daddy Warbucks in Annie with the Savoyards last year. And I've never heard him sing the way he's singing in this because I knew he had a good voice, a good bass voice, but the vocals, again, that he's coming out are so powerful. And it just puts me in mind of Javert from Les Miserables. You've got those really strong singers and actors.
Right.
But as I say, it's a little bit more uplifting because you've got the silliness as well. So it's an absolutely fantastic musical.
Is it all brightly coloured costumes?
Well, Andrew Jenner is our director, who has also overseen the making of the set and helped with that. And with a few of us who go in there and do stuff like sewing on buttons and, you know, stitching up a hem, he has designed and made all the costumes just about. He's got a few from other places and hired them and stuff, but a lot of them he has made himself. And
isn't
what
he
I've seen,
Gasp?
He's the founder member of Gasp. Yes, so you know what the singing and the costumes are like in Gasp. Yeah. He's brought that to Shoreline Productions.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's quite something.
You know, and given the fact that it is sort of Regency times, you've got these beautiful panniered ball gowns, and I'm looking forward to... I haven't actually seen my ball gown yet, but I'm really looking forward to putting it on.
Yeah.
Right.
She'll be tripping down the road, she will.
I think most people have heard of the Scarlet Pimpernel as a story, but I did not know it was a musical at all. It's the first I've ever heard of that.
A lot of people don't. It was obviously made into various different films. I think Anthony Andrews has played him, Richard E. Grant has played him. But this, as I say, the musical version is just outstanding. I don't know why more people don't know it. It's by the same guy who wrote Jekyll and Hyde.
Right. Oh,
okay. Which, again, is much better known than the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's not more widely performed. I know it's something that Andrew Jenner sort of came to Shoreline and said, I love this musical. I put it on before on the mainland. I'd love to put it on. And they thankfully said yes. And I can see why he loves it so much.
Yeah.
Because all of us who are involved in it, the songs, the music... Everything about it is just stupendous.
So when's it on?
It is on, I'm glad you asked me that, from the 28th to the 31st of May.
Right.
So it's Thursday evening, Friday evening. We've got a Saturday matinee and a Saturday evening performance and then a matinee on the Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's at Shanklin Theatre.
Yeah.
So obviously, if you want a ticket, you can go to Shanklin Theatre's website and it'll be there.
Yep.
Or I believe their phone number is 01983-868-000.
Okay.
So you can phone the box office, or if you're in Shanklin, just pop in and say,
in.
I want to see the Scarlet Pimpernel.
They'll say, tough.
And they'll say, we haven't caught him yet.
You've got a nice size stage there to fit it on.
It's a lovely stage. And as I say, we absolutely fill it. Well, I think particularly with the ball gowns that we're going to have, we're definitely going to fill it.
Yeah.
And there's a lovely little sort of subplot with Marguerite's brother, Armand, which is Ollie Fry, who...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's in it. Oh, they're all in it. Who gets himself arrested and put in prison, and Marguerite goes to try and rescue him. And then, of course, Sir Percy has to rescue her. and in the end...
I'm confused already.
Yes, absolutely. And in the end, Chauvelin, the villain, thinks he's got them. And there's a lovely cameo from Tom Ferguson, who, again, is one of those people who pops up everywhere and just steals the show, as Robespierre, who, of course, is a real person.
Yeah.
And Abby Leverton plays Marie Grosholtz, who you may not have heard of, but she marries a gentleman called Monsieur Tussaud, which is played by Ed Nash, who is also looking after all the sword fighting.
Yes.
But there's lots and lots of sword fighting and swashbuckling and, you know, within an inch of your life. So, yes, when she marries him, she, of course, becomes Madame Tussaud, another historical real person. And some
with
of
the
all I can say is her talents could be put to use in the storyline.
Right. Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? That sounds interesting. So, Shanklin Theatre.
Shanklin Theatre.
End of this month. Tickets selling well, do you know? Or not now?
The tickets are, like everywhere, they're slow.
Yes.
I'm sure there will be far more tickets bought between now and then. I think ever since COVID, people are buying tickets later and later.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
We are buying tickets later, or generally people are buying tickets later.
Yes, they are,
But
I think you may be the exception, you two. You tend to buy quite early, I know.
Are rehearsals going well?
Rehearsals are so going well. I mean, I'm just loving it.
Where do you rehearse this? You must have a big old space to rehearse this in.
We have two or three different spaces. Sometimes we're at Bembridge Village Hall, which has got a lovely big auditorium space. On Sunday, we had a full day at the Ocean View Hotel in Shanklin.
Right. Right,
and
okay.
The ballroom there is about the size of Shanklin Stage, which is really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also doing bits and pieces at St. John's Annex in Sandown and at Roots and Bloom in Shanklin.
All
so
right.
We're all over the place.
Yeah.
But as I say, the rehearsals are going incredibly well.
That's good.
We are just so lucky. I mean, I'm a humble ensemble person, but the ensemble sounds good. We fill the stage, and the principal actors and singers, as I say, we could really not have got anybody better for those
That's
roles.
Good.
They're just you have to come and listen to the voices,
okay.
If nothing else.
Well, thank you for coming in,
you're
and thank you and your team, not your team, but the team you're with,
yep.
for putting on such fantastic productions for us. We do appreciate it, and we are very spoiled on this island.
I think we are incredibly spoiled, and I think that's partly also why people leave it to the last minute to book tickets, because they're still going, well, there's that one and there's that one.
We are a bit spoiled for choice sometimes.
We are very lucky.
And there's only so many weekends in the year.
But this is definitely not the one not to miss.
Okay, thank you, Maureen. So, Scarlet Pimpernel on at the end of this month, Shanklin Theatre. Check the Shanklin Theatre website for details and get your tickets now.
Okay.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.